Premier Li Keqiang says China's aiming for strong growth in its GDP and will put more efforts into reform, innovation, and high-quality development. He made the remarks when delivering the government work report at the opening of the annual session of China's top legislature in Beijing.
今年发展主要预期目标是 国内生产总值。
We are aiming to expand the gross domestic product by over 6% this year, create more than 11 million new urban jobs, keep the surveyed urban unemployment rate around 5.5%, and maintain the consumer inflation at around 3%.
The report says China will implement opening up policies in a wider scope, in broader areas and at a deeper level, and also better participate in international economic cooperation. It says China will not make sharp changes to its macro policies and will adopt a prudent monetary policy that's flexible, precise, appropriate, and moderate in 2021. China will uphold the core position of innovation in the country's modernization drive and pursue independent innovation in science and technology as strategic support for national development. The Hong Kong government's issued a statement as national lawmakers deliberate a draft decision on improving the Special Administrative Region's electoral system. A Hong Kong government spokesperson says the principle of patriots governing Hong Kong is fundamental to national sovereignty, security, and development interests, as well as the long-term prosperity of Hong Kong. Egypt has started vaccinating the elderly and patients with chronic illnesses against COVID-19. The Prime Minister says all of the available vaccines have been approved by the Egyptian Drug Authority. He says citizens eligible for shots have to register with the Health Ministry, but they are working to increase the number of people being vaccinated. Egypt started its vaccination campaign in January by offering China's Sinopharm vaccine to medical staff in government hospitals. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov is to visit the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar next week. Spokesperson Maria Zakharova says Lavrov will hold talks with Middle Eastern leaders on a range of issues during his week-long visit to the region. She says the meetings will include a focus on expanding business partnerships and talks on cooperation in the energy sector. She adds that they'll also discuss the settlement of the conflicts in Syria, Libya, and the Gulf, as well as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Iran's agreed to hold technical meetings in early April with the International Atomic Energy Agency to clarify some outstanding concerns. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi made the statement after the conclusion of the organization's 35-nation Board of Governors meetings this week. The Director General says the issues will include concerns on the presence of uranium particles and doubts about certain materials not declared by Tehran. He hopes the efforts will achieve satisfactory outcomes in time for the next regular session of the Board of Governors in June. Other technical and political meetings are expected to follow. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and non-bloc producers have agreed to allow Russia and Kazakhstan to raise oil output in April. OPEC released a statement on Thursday following an OPEC ministerial meeting via video link. Russia will be allowed to increase its output by 130,000 barrels per day from the current level of more than 9.4 million barrels per day. Kazakhstan will boost its production by 20,000 barrels per day from the March level of more than 1.4 million barrels per day. OPEC says the two countries are allowed to increase production because of seasonal consumption patterns.